All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the fascinating journey of Carlos Boozer, from Alaska to NBA stardom and beyond. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what we're tackling today: 7 facts about Carlos Boozer you need to know. First things first, let's get started. Bouncing from base beginnings to basketball brilliance. Fact number 1. Carlos Boozer was born in West Germany in November 1981 and grew up in Juneau, Alaska. Let's keep it simple. Born on a U.S. military base overseas, raised far from traditional hoops hotbeds, and still rose to the NBA. Key test question: where was Carlos Boozer born? Correct answer: West Germany. Memory aid. Born in Germany, raised in Alaska, Boozer's tale isn't a basket fiasco. Moving on. Fact number 2. In 2001, Boozer helped Duke win the NCAA championship under coach Mike Krzyzewski. This is key. That title run put him on the national radar and primed him for the pros. Key test question: which university did Boozer help win the NCAA championship in 2001? Correct answer: Duke. Memory aid. Duke's 2001 run was Boozer's big fun. Next up, fact number 3. Boozer was drafted 35th overall by the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2002. Remember this. Second round pick, first year averages of 10 points and 7.5 boards, then 15.5 and 11.4 in year 2. A fast track, double-double threat. Key test question: which team drafted Carlos Boozer in 2002? Correct answer: Cleveland Cavaliers. Memory aid. Picked by the Cavs, Boozer's skills were the salve. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. In 2004, Boozer signed a 6-year, $70 million deal with the Utah Jazz. Context: it followed a controversial Cleveland release and disputed handshake expectations. Boozer denied any binding commitment. Here's the takeaway: Utah made the bigger offer, and Boozer took it. Key test question: which NBA team did Boozer sign with in 2004? Correct answer: Utah Jazz. Memory aid. Jazz signing was Boozer's cash lining. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 5. In the 2007 playoffs, Boozer powered Utah to the Western Conference Finals. He averaged 23.5 points and 12.2 rebounds, had a massive Game 7 versus Houston, and then faced the Spurs in the Conference Finals. Key test question: in which year did Boozer lead the Jazz to the Western Conference Finals? Correct answer: 2007. Memory aid. In 2007, Boozer took Utah to playoff heaven. On to the next one. Fact number 6. Boozer earned Olympic bronze in 2004 and gold in 2008 with Team USA. Think of it this way. The 2008 Redeem Team restored American dominance, and Boozer played his role on a star-packed roster. Key test question: what medal did Boozer win with Team USA in the 2008 Olympics? Correct answer: gold. Memory aid. Gold in 2008. Boozer's Olympic fate. Now let's move forward. Fact number 7. In 2017, Boozer retired from professional basketball. After impactful seasons in the NBA and a stint in China's CBA, he called it a career. His legacy is locked as a 2-time All-Star and consistent producer. Key test question: in which year did Boozer retire from professional basketball? Correct answer: 2017. Memory aid. In 2017, Boozer left the scene. Okay, let's refocus for a quick recap. Fact number 1. Where was Carlos Boozer born? Correct answer: West Germany. Fact number 2. Which university did Boozer help win the NCAA championship in 2001? Correct answer: Duke. Fact number 3. Which team drafted Carlos Boozer in 2002? Correct answer: Cleveland Cavaliers. Fact number 4. Which NBA team did Boozer sign with in 2004? Correct answer: Utah Jazz. Fact number 5. In which year did Boozer lead the Jazz to the Western Conference Finals? Correct answer: 2007. Fact number 6. What medal did Boozer win with Team USA in the 2008 Olympics? Correct answer, gold. Fact number 7. In which year did Boozer retire from professional basketball? Correct answer, 2017. You've got the top 7 facts down. Here's what you need to know. Lock these in, stay steady, and you're set to ace that quiz or convo. Great work. Let's pick it up next time. That's a wrap for today.